Where do you come from? Why do you look the way you do? What's your family story? Are we related? Most of us can only go back a few generations to try and find the answers to these questions. To really dig in, you have to look more into your genealogy. Genealogy is the study of families, family history, and the tracing of family lineages. Oral history passed down through stories, historical records, genetic analysis, and other records are used to piece together information about a family. Discovering who you are is big business because it takes a lot of time, money, and resources to uncover all the branches of a family tree. Sometimes climbing up that tree to look into the past can reveal shocking discoveries. You might not have to look very far into your history to find something crazy, but rest assured, you're not alone. Shocking family secrets, I believe, are in all of our stories. And with Christmas right around the corner, what better time to sit down with Granny and start asking questions? What if this year, instead of reading the Christmas story from Luke chapter 2, you flipped over to the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew chapter 1. Have the grandkids count the begats and then discuss what Rahab did for a living and how Bathsheba became the mother of King Solomon before opening all those gifts around the tree. Okay, it may not have the same feel as the angels, shepherds, and the manger, but it's all a part of the Christmas story. And it's through the, at times, scandalous family tree of Jesus that God delivered the Savior of the world. Matthew chapter 1 starts with verse 1 saying, "This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham." Matthew is breaking the silence, presenting Jesus as the Jewish Messiah and the King of Israel. He reveals through the genealogy names of patriarchs of our faith, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He lists kings, women, and then names which are referred to as the unknown names, which all begot their way to Joseph, the husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Throughout the names of this genealogy, there are real life stories of sin, murder, doubt, adultery, lying, cheating, unrighteousness, and turning away from God. There are also stories and moments of faithfulness, turning back to God, and beautiful obedience, surrender, and sacrifice. God moved and worked through it all. One thing to remember today, God is working through your story. No matter what your genealogy looks like or who begat who and what good or bad choices were made all throughout your family tree, when you are in Christ, you become grafted into His. Galatians 3:26. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free. There is neither male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The Christmas story is one birthed from messy and broken men and women, some well-known, some not known at all, but each reminding us we are all in desperate need of a Savior. I'm thankful God made a way through Jesus. His birth, life, death, and resurrection changed everything. I'm no longer who I was. I am now a child of God through my faith in Jesus. I'm clothed with Christ. I don't wear my name or even my family's name. I don't carry the sins of the past, present, or future. I am washed clean and made new because of Jesus. That's the truth. Don't just read the Christmas story. Know it, discover more about it, and believe it. It's the only story that has the power to change yours. I'm Lori Klein.